We learned yesterday, B'siat Dishmai, the halachos of Matanos Levyonim. That's the first of the, besides the Megillah that we spoke about already, Matanos Levyonim. There is the Ramah address of here something which is loosely connected to the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim, and that's what we're going to be learning now, and we hopefully will finish the simon, which adds another couple of halachas to Matanos Levyonim, and that will lead us to Simon Tofesh Tadihei, which is the halachas of Sudas Purim. So let's just carry on from where we stopped yesterday, which is Seif Aleph in Siman Tofesh Tzadi Dalet. So we learned the Shulchan Aruch, which says Chayav Kol Adam Nitin Lefoches Shtei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. So we spoke at length yesterday the Halachos Matanos Levyonim, and that leads us to the Rama, which says the following: V'yesh Oimrim She'yesh Liten Koidim Purim Machtzis Men Amatpea Hakavua Be'Oisim Mokim. Says the Ramos, loosely connected to Matanos Levyonim is the mitzvah of the minig, rather, of Machtzis HaShekel. So the Ramos says there is an obligation to give Koidem Purim before Purim. There is a minig of giving Machtzis, a half, min hamatpea, from the currency, hakavua ba'osim mokim, which is established in that particular place, uve'osim man, in that particular period of time, zecha, as a remembrance of lemachtzis HaShekel, shehoyu noisin be'ador, that used to be given in Ador. So it's loosely connected, because it's not really a mitzvah of tzedakah per se, it's just that there's a mitzvah of zecha lemachtzis HaShekel that used to be given. Ume'acha, and since, shegimel pe'omim kosuf truma, since it says three times the term truma, which means giving, Pe'parsha, in that particular part, it says three times the lashon of truma, of giving, yesh litin gimel, you need to give three halves, three times a half. V'yesh litin, the idea is not to give one and a half, the idea is to give three times a half. V'yesh litnoi b'leil Purim, and the custom is to give the night of Purim. We're going to see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Koidim shmispal al mincha, before we actually daven mincha. V'yesh noi again, and the custom is, b'chol medina yisrael, in our countries, so if there is currencies that have two types of halves, if there are currencies, I don't think we have that in the pound sterling. It's only the only half that we've got is the no is
we
a half.
We used to have a half penny.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So Mamash applied to that.
Were you called 50p half a pound?
Pashtos, yes. It's not really, yes, it's not really called a half a pound. But interestingly, doesn't the coin say a half? No, is that in Switzerland only? It doesn't say half? It doesn't say, yeah, but nevertheless, that's the closest we can get. It's the closest we can get. It's not really half, you're saying. Right, right. In the francs, also there is that. It says a half on it. It's a half.
Yeah.
Right, but that's a problem. That is a problem. It's a problem because it's explicitly against the Ramah. Because the Ramah says you need to give him a matzpeah kavua ba'osim mokim ba'osim man. Yeah, but which one are you filling it, the mitzvah with, the minig with? So to give something which is a non-acceptable, accepted currency in that particular place is no good. So the closer we can get is with 50p. It is half. Yeah, but it's true that the Ramah does say they need to give a chat. Look, let's carry on from the Ramah, you'll see, because he's very into the half. V'yesh litin gimel chatzoi gdoilim b'medinos elu, if you have, ki ein matbea sheshem machtzis oleo, milvad zu. He said that, you know, the point being that you need to have a half of the currency. V'medinos Österreich, in the Austrian countries, yitnu gimel chatzoi weiner, you need to give from the weiner, half of weiner, shenikru gamken machtzis, they're also called a half. And similarly, in every single country, you need to give a half of that particular currency in that particular place. And a person is only obligated to give it rak only. Somebody who's 20 years old and over. Someone who's younger than that is not obligated. And some say, shenotzi machzah shekel etzdokah, that you also give machzah shekel etzdokah, milvad gimel machzis elu, ve'ein noyagin kein. Some have an additional minik, besides giving the halves, you'll give an additional amount of stock as well, but that's not the minik, what the Ramah says. So what we've learned so far is that you need to give a half, a machzah shekel, and the way the timing The Rama says the time. The Rama says the timing of this machzor shekel is b'leil Purim. The Mishnah Berurah takes that in Sifkot and Dalet. Last few words of the page says the b'leil Purim. We did not say in our countries. No, again, the custom is litnu b'shachris. The minig is in some countries says the Mishnah Berurah name of the Magen Avraham to give it b'shachris in the morning. Koidim kiyas hamegila before kiyas hamegila. Ve'achshav says the Mishnah Berurah on these words of the Magen Avraham. No, again, litnu machzor shekel koidim mincha. We give it before mincha on Tanis Esther. V'shachris mo'is megillah, and by shachris we're going to give it mo'is megillah. We're going to give mo'is megillah, which he refers to matanas le'evyonim. So again, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that nowadays we give machzor shekel mincha of Tanis Esther. That's when we give before mincha. We give machzor shekel and mo'is megillah. What he calls mo'is megillah, which is matanas le'evyonim. We give when b'shachris before. That's the right time, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the right time of giving Matanas Levyon is before Shachris. Interesting timing, isn't it? It's Shtikl Shloibim Koimoi, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass in the ideal time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quote, that's what the Poskim quote. The ideal time of giving Matanas Levyonim, if possible at all, is before Shachris on Purim. It is. It does. Yeah. The Gemara says that in Nehem, the poor people, it is connected. Yeah. That's right. So it does. From the Gemara, we haven't got evidence that it's not necessarily Muchach, that that's the right timing to give it, but it's true. That's definitely Makoyah.
Yes.
Good question. Very good question about the Shechion. That's a very good question. So can I just ask you a question? What? Very good. The Shechiyonu is mitzvah yom. So that actually is a good question because we only say one Shechiyonu by day, and that Shechiyonu is meant to have in mind also the other mitzvahs hayom. As to whether we include also matanas levyonim that Shechiyonu, we spoke about that in that particular shiur. That's a bit of a controversy. It's not so clear cut because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be mentioning that. That's right, and the Primogodim mentions all three. So it could be, that could be an approach to why maybe Shechiyonu is not, that could be an answer, why maybe Matanas Levyonim is not mentioned, maybe that's because of that. That leads us to another question, which I'd like to emphasize here. We had we addressed in Simon Tofresh study base, Siv Dal, we addressed at great length the concept of Isra Achila and even maybe Te'ima before Mitzvah's Megillah. Remember, after the Tainas, we don't eat until we've fulfilled Mitzvah of the Megillah. Yeah, we've spoken about. So this is a general halacha that applies, that before fulfilling a Mitzvah, Chachomim made an Isra Achila. Yeah, that really applies to any Mitzvah the Rabbanon or the Raisa. Now the question which I'd like to ask now is actually, it's a bit of a mystery. It remains a bit of a mystery. After all the discussions, it remains a bit of a mystery. It does remain a bit of a mystery. The following question. We know, and we're very makbit, not to eat before Megillah. And the Mishnah Berurah said that applies both by night and by day. But what about the other mitzvahs? What about the other mitzvahs, Hayoim? What about Matanas Le'evyonim? Are you allowed to eat before fulfilling Matanas Le'evyonim? Or, even more importantly, Halacha, which we haven't really addressed at great length, but Mishloach Monos. I mean, I can say it now already, that there is no Shulchan Aruch teaching us that you're not allowed to eat before Mishloach Monos. In fact, not even there's no Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah also doesn't mention anywhere, not Beremiza, not clearly, that there's an Issa Achille before fulfilling the mitzvah Mishloach Monos. That remains a bit of a mystery. After all, it's an interesting question. Is there an Isra Achila? Are you allowed to eat when you come home from Shul and you have not fulfilled yet mitzvah of Mishloach Monos? Are you allowed to have your breakfast, to have a coffee, to have a cake, are you allowed? Or do you need to fulfill mitzvah Mishloach Monos first? And similarly, Matanas Levyonim. Say you only want to give the Matanas Levyonim a drop later. Are you allowed to eat beforehand or maybe not? What about Megillah? Rabbi, say, what do you think? Yeah?
You can't, you only can Mishloach Monos, but later in the day, you don't, like 10 o'clock around, So you can't fast until...
Maybe you don't, maybe not allowed to. Maybe you should not eat until you fulfill the mitzvah. Imagine, after Tainas, we are makbit. So why are we not makbit after Mishloach Monos? Before Mishloach Monos. It's really, it's there are some people who are right. So the answer is, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Taka, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, don't eat before you have Geon Shlachmanes. Now, that does not, of course, mean the bootful of Shlachmanes that you may have. You need to give as much as necessary. Correct. So give into your, give that, but before that very Shlachmanes, you don't, mustn't fulfill me. A bit schwert, yeah.
If you say that, then why not extend it and say you can't eat before you have your Sudas?
Good question. Very good question. Very good question. Very, very good question. So the answer to that question is as following. Shlomo Zalman, who is the Machmir in this Shaila, and said, he says that the right Zman of the Su'uda, as we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch, the right Zman of the Su'uda is after Mincha. Consequently, if that's the right Zman, you can understand that there's no. But it's a good question. Menash, Nosson Geschnetten speaks about it, and he even questions that. Pardon? It's a good question. We'll get to that actually in Siman Tov for Sadi Hey. Correct. You wouldn't be able to add for Mincha. There would be an, for Mincha. Yeah. So says but that's the Shlomo Zalman does say that don't eat before you have given Shlachmonos. I personally find it a little bit difficult. It's a bit, I'm not asking, I don't think it's a major kasha, but I find it interesting that it's something which is not mentioned until the Shlomo Zalman. You don't find it in Shulchan Aruch, like he mentions before eating Megillah. It's explicit. And generally, at least the very latest, you'd expect Mishneh Berurah to point that out. But Mishneh Berurah doesn't mention anything. So it's quite strange. But the Shlomo Zalman does pasken that don't eat before you've given Shlachmanes. Matanes Lev Yoinim may not be such a kasha, based on this very Mishneh Berurah that we just saw now. If it's Taka the Minik to give Matanes Lev Yoinim around Shachis, or before Shachis, it's anyway poshut why this Issa is not mentioned anyway. Because people give Matanes Lev Shachis, so people don't eat before Shachis anyway. So therefore that's maybe why it's not mentioned. But it could very well be that's why it's not mentioned because of Matanes Lev Yoinim, yeah.
If it's a din, then you should mention it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true, you're right, but it may explain why it's not made into such a, you understand that why by the Megillah, why you need to make sure the people know, because people are after time, they still go and say, so therefore, but here, yeah, maybe the Minik, as I said, Megillah's, if that was the Minik, so maybe it's not. But it's, the other poskim take a slightly more lenient approach, and they want to say that maybe you are allowed to eat before, so Menashe Klein speaks about it in Shuvos, he wants to say that maybe one is allowed. I haven't really understood exactly why it should be okay, but what do you think, Aboyse? Have you got any reason to be mechalek and say why a person would be allowed to eat before fulfilling Shlachmanes? I mean, there's one reason once.
The reason for Shlachmanes is reyus or friendship, or that you want. You don't want to have a. I'm not eating. You are.
You're gonna be tensed up.
From the sim.
Yeah. Good. That's maybe an approach, which may be, good point. That may be a shtickle ma'alach, that Mishlachmanes is closely connected, definitely according to the Rambam, Mishlachmanes is very closely connected to the Suda. It's Tzorkei Suda. That itself is a bit of a discussion, but the Rambam certainly seems to be learning that way. If that's true, and if that's the way we pasken, which is questionable, but if that's the way we pasken, then could very well be, that would be an answer, that if it's true that we don't have to eat, that there's no Issa of eating before the Suda, because the Suda is only in the afternoon, so it could very well be that Mishlachmanes, which is connected to the Suda.
And according to that opinion, you shouldn't give it in the morning.
You should, because that's not the Zman yet.
Yeah.
Or I would ask a little bit, it's a good point, good chap, I would argue the other way around. I'd argue that even if it is Tzorkei Suda, you're not going to give it last minute, people are eating already, you want to give it then the Shlachmanes. Even if it is Tzorkei Suda, it doesn't mean that it's preparations for the Suda, it's Achonos for the Suda. You'll have to give that in the morning as well. In other words, I haven't got a good understanding why it should be okay. I haven't really seen a very geshmak mahalach and a geshmak understanding why indeed there would be a heter to eat before. Yeah, I think you, yeah.
Two things.
Yeah, let's hear.
First of all, could be that you don't say that it doesn't mention about the Shlachmanes, because it could be that once you've seen, it's like that with the Megillah.
Right. The truth is, though, that the Shulchan Aruch does normally make a point. Whenever there's an Issa Achil, generally it is mentioned. It is generally mentioned. Yeah?
The most you would eat is
wouldn't eat so much.
Okay. Okay. How are you with Nash? How are you with Nash? Yeah. So the Amma says it's a bit schwer. It's a bit schwer. It's not so clear. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah cotton hay. So if somebody has got a good mahalach for that.
Yeah.
The time of the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos, according to you, when does it start? Why the question I'm asking is why should there be no chashash shikha?
Whenever you find yidden to give the tums.
And starting from. So it's got to do with meeting yidden, or is there a zman to it? Is there halachic timing to it, or is it got to do with encountering your friends?
Well, if you're in the north part, just a bit of a
day. You still have a mitzvah of giving matanis levyoni. Oh, mishloach monos.
If you can't find a yid, then you can't do the
mitzvah. Well, you'll have to give it to your spouse, to your children, to your.
There's no inherent
month to you have to find somebody. Send with UPS. Send it. But you have to give, even if there's nobody around. It's a mitzvah, an obligation of giving mishloach
monos. You give it the minute you wake up.
Correct. So therefore, what are you saying that they?
The mikras megillah is the start of the chakras. It takes place in the morning. You don't need to call chakras. Large quantities. You don't need to drink.
So you're saying that since there's no, what do you think about that, Rabbi Sai?
Whole day.
Yeah, but he's saying it's connected. He's saying it's connected to Shachis.
What do you mean it's connected to Shachis? Yeah. We do it at Shachis. It's not connected. We could do it 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
It's part of this morning service.
That's what we do, but it's not Ma'ake.
There's no Metallus if you're on his mat.
A lot of people have a name for it just before the Purim Seder.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that this man is the whole day really can we get it? Correct? Yeah? Okay, I think the question is something to think about. But this Mishnah Berurah v'Yentzev Katan Dalet is an important ma'amokam that the ideal time of Gimel Matanis Levyonim is before Shachris. Yeah?
A lot of schools have a thing that they
choose. And they say, this person gives Gimel Matanis Levyonim, this person gives Gimel Matanis Levyonim. Okay. And they give them on the last day of
school before Purim.
Okay. Can you fulfill mitzvah Mishloach Monos before Purim? Is that the question?
Yes.
Good question. What do you think about that, Rabbi? Can you fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Monos? You know what? For that, we'll wait for Hilchos Mishloach Monos. Okay? Okay, we'll meet Shem address that. Ksev Kotten Hei Mishne Bumi Ben Chof Amala, the Ramah says, from 20 years onward, says the Ramah, says Mishne Bumi, Ksev Kotten Hei. Zehu das, Rebbe Vadim Mebar Tzinu. That's the opinion of the Rav. Aval HaToysis Yom Tov, Kosav, Shapoysk Mecholkim, Toysis Yom Tov disagrees. And he says the opinion of the majority of authorities is Sfir Elenim Ben Yud Gimel Ben Amalo, who should gam, who Bichlal Ish Chag Machza Shekel. That not 20, but 13 years old. As soon as you are 13 years old, an obligation of machzah shekel. But the rabbi calls up the kol zirak medina. But a minaku, this is all the rigid halacha. But a minaku, the custom is litin afilu be'ad bonav aktanim. And if you're young babies, young children, ve'ishemu beres ve'ad vlot. Not only young children give machzah shekel for, but even for a expecting mother, you'll still give machzah shekel. Did you know that? Expecting mother will give machzah shekel be'ad vlado for her baby.
In case she has a son.
Says the Mishnah Berurah that anybody who wants started, if you aren't started, although there may not be a real obligation, if it's just a minik, there may not be a real obligation, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, before, pre-13, it's just a minik. But if once you start, don't stop at this minik. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Safe base. Ein meshanin mois purim litztok acheres. We have discussed previously, yesterday, Shir, that Matanis Levyonim is slightly different than regular tzedakah. Therefore, if something has been designated as Matanis Levyonim money, you may not change it into regular tzedakah. Says the Ramah, V'davka Gaboim, this halach applies to the Gaboim, avala oni yochel asis bo mashirtze, but certainly the oni, once he receives the recipient, once he receives the money, he doesn't have to use it necessarily for Purim, he can use it. Person who is an Evian and got Matanis Levyonim, he doesn't necessarily have to use the money for Purim. He can use it for everyone's. Does that make sense? The Gabbat Stocker, if he got a big amount of Matones Lev Yoinim. He must use it as Matones Lev Yoinim. He must distribute it. He must give it out as Matones Lev Yoinim on Purim. Ein Meshanin, we don't change, says Shulchan Aruch. Ein Meshanin Mo, is Purim Nitztok Acheres. Don't say, you know, okay, I have a really important cause. I've got Achnosas Kala. I've got really a person who's in great debts. I'm going to, you must, you have to give it on Purim for Matones Lev Yoinim. However, so that makes sense. You're not allowed to change it. Kabbat stock is not allowed to change it. However, a person who is the recipient himself, a person who receives the tzedakah himself, he doesn't necessarily have to use it for the Evian himself who gets it, doesn't have to necessarily use the money for Purim. He can do whatever he wants. Pardon?
It's bad, I mean.
Yeah, okay, that's the halacha that he's learned over here. By the way, just to get that clear, Reb Shlomo Zalman addresses the Shaila, is Hachnosas Kala, say somebody who has got, can cover his month, he can get through his month, but he's got £20,000 debt because of is Achnosas Kala. You know, he got debts because of he needs to marry off his children, and it's costing him a fortune and a half, and he needs funding for that. Can that be considered Matones Lev Yoinim or not? Again, the question is, because he can actually get through his month, he can make it, but he just has additional expense of Achnosas Kala expense. He's marrying off his daughter. Can a person like that get Matones Lev Yoinim or not? Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv say no. He can't. Because an Evian is somebody who can't make ends meet. An Evian is somebody who can't support his family. Whether it is, as the Mishnah says, that he hasn't got enough money for the whole year, but that probably nowadays they wouldn't apply, or it's something that, but the way the post can say nowadays, an Evian is somebody that he's got in a regular month, he's got more expenses than incoming money. That is a... that's right. But if it's substantial enough that you every month gets worse and worse and worse, and you go into greater and greater and greater, and if you hit that... So that is, on a regular basis, that would be considered, and on a regular basis, and there's no other way of balancing this out. Pardon? Yeah, but as opposed to, I think it's still clear because it's as opposed to somebody like this initial case that we mentioned, the former case that we mentioned, that somebody has got, he can get for the month, but he's got an external chassan or something like that, which is not part of his regular expenses, then he wouldn't be considered an Evian. He wouldn't be considered an Evian. Okay, that's the by his? What does that mean?
Maisa,
Mishnah Berurah said you can't. You can't use Maisa money. Good question. Mishnah Berurah said you can't. Only the additional parts you could. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton, says that, I want to just keep going. Says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Ein medaktik memois purim. We're not careful with Memoris Purim, meaning we don't investigate everybody thoroughly. Is he really an Evian? Is he really an Oni? Does he maybe have quite a good bank account in the back and he's just trying to make... We don't investigate the Aniyim.
Even though you just said...
Ein mekdatkin Memoris Purim, elo kol mi shepoishit yodoi, little, whoever literally stretches out his hand, noistim lo, we give anybody who asks, we give. Don't investigate too much. Don't ask too many questions. If somebody asks, you give him. Call a poshet, that's the Gemara. Call Misha poshet yodoi, you give him. And he adds even more. Mokim shenago litin afle eni who knows him. If there's even goyim who have chapton to the, you know, have chapton, you know, litin are generous on Purim, and they are really interested. You know, if the goyim ask on Purim for money, the minigis, as the Shulchan Aruch says, noisnim you give. However, he does it, Mishnah Berurah says, he's not too keen on this. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says, I will be here, shall I hurgle a dime bekach. If the goyim haven't quite chap what goes on, and the goyim haven't asked, in places where the goyim haven't started asking for Matonis Levyoinim, they are noisin putel akum goizel aniyim. If the goyim haven't asked, don't be the one starting off this chumrah, because you really are taking what's called goizel aniyim, because you are really stealing from our own nitzrochim, from our own Yidden who need it. So therefore, you're goizel, by giving to them, you won't be able to give to our Yidden. So therefore, avoid it as much as you possible. Umar be'atzim kilim mekayim matonis levyonim. Mishnah Berurah says, you're certainly not mekayim matonis levyonim if you give it to goyim. You're certainly not. It's just that in the places that I have the minhag, kol ha'poyish yidan noisim loy, but it's certainly not fulfilling the mitzvah matonis levyonim like that. And the reason why you give to goyim, says the Mishnah Berurah, if kotten yud alef, af la'akum noisim mipnei da'ake sholem. It's only because of, you know, keeping good terms with them. And finally, if dalat memokayim she'ein aniyim, if the place where in place where there's no aniyim, can you imagine such a place? Yeah. Place where there's no aniyim.
No.
Why is that?
There's only few people living there.
Right, yeah, anybody can, and everybody's doing fine. Okay, b'mokim she'ein aniyim yochal akev mois purim shaloi le'atzmoi v'nois non b'mokim she'yitzeh. So if there's a place who mentioned before, if you go to North Pole and there's no, and you're only by, so what you need to do then, the halacha is, if there's no aniyim to give it to, you can't give it to the penguins there, and you can't give it to the penguins there, yeah? You can't give it, so what are you going to do? So Mishnah Berurah, so what you meant to do, that says Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotten, you'd base Mokum Shein Aniyim Yisrael, obviously we're talking about Yidden, Sifkotten, you'd give them more, Purim Shaloi, Hainu Ma Shagovu Kvam Imenu, Ve'ein Moi Tzin Lemi Shechalkom. So it says that what you meant to do then, is that you keep it for yourself the moment, keep it aside, look after it, and when when you're finding the right oni that really is worthy of it, deserves it, then you give it to him. So you can keep it aside. But the point is, you have to designate it for the time being. Keep it aside until you actually be able to fulfill it and give it to a yid who needs it. Okay, we'll start with Chayv Inish Liv Sumei. We'll start tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.